We had a very, very small wedding, just the family there. And we did more, which I thought was appropriate, at our 50th wedding anniversary, because by that time we had children, friends, lots of friends, and that was more of a celebration than our wedding was.
Did you guys hold it here? Or well, not here, but...
Oh, Beaver Valley Campground.
Okay.
Do you know where that is?
No.
No? Well, it's a very pretty place. They now have campsites up there, baseball. I'm trying to think to tell you how to get there, but...
Yeah.
But there are places around here for you to explore.
Yeah.
But that's one of them.
Yeah. So how did you end up with your wedding dress if you don't even like it?
I was... are we still being taped?
Yes.
I was so practical at that time. Growing up as we did, that I thought I had to have a dress that I would somehow use again. And so I had it made with that in mind, and so I never liked it.
So you never wore it again?
No. But that didn't affect our marriage at all. Not at all.
So what was it like after you got married? Did you guys have a honeymoon, or...?
We took a trip to Canada, Montreal and Quebec. had a very good time. And when we came back, it was our first flight ever, airplane flight. Yeah. Because I had to get back to teach. So to speed things up, we took a flight home.
What was that like, your first flight?
Well, I guess it was kind of exciting for us because we'd never flown before. But we have a lot since.
Yeah. Were they, do you remember if they were at all different, like flights and planes?
This was a small plane and nothing like now. Just a small plane. Don't remember a whole lot about it.
And so, so you guys lived in different places for the beginning of your marriage, and then when your first son was born, you moved in together?
Well,
or you?
It was okay. Just that.
Right, for the...
During the week, right, I had to have a room. But on the weekend, I would come home to the house we were building without the doors yet. And we lived there till 56. No, wait a minute. No. We lived in the house that we built in Unadilla Center. We only stayed there 49, only a year, I guess. And then we came to, we were only there in that house for a year because Alan was born there in 48, and 49 we came to Fort Plain and rented there in Fort Plain, and kept coming down the way from Fort Plain to Cherry Valley to Milford to Cooperstown.
So by the time Alan was born, did you guys have doors? In your house?
Yes. Yes, we did.
And what was your house in Fort Plain like?
Oh, it was an apartment. Oh, okay. And it was an upstairs apartment. And I think I counted 75 steps. Well, it was up on a bank, and there was a whole series of stairs down the bank, and then there was a series of stairs up the porch, and then there was a series of stairs up to our second floor. our apartment, which wasn't very special.
What was it like moving into an apartment after living in your own house?
Well, we didn't seem to mind at the time. It was a new experience, and we didn't mind, but there were those steps every time I came out with a baby in a stroller.
Right.
Come down 75 steps. When we moved into it, the owners hadn't yet finished papering it and all that they... So our trunk came in the ladders and the papering boards and everything went on top of the trunk, and I couldn't open it to get any clothes to change our clothes or anything for quite a while. But, I don't remember that those things bothered us all that much.
And then were your other children born when you were in Cherry Valley or in Fort Klein?
Catherine was born in when we were in Cherry Valley. Marilyn was born when we were in Milford. And Nick was born here. Alan was born in Sydney Hospital, but the other three were born here in Cooperstown.
Okay, in Bassett? Okay. And then, Cherry Valley and Milford, did you rent or did you buy existing? Because I know you said you built this one also.
Cherry Valley, Rob's employer provided the house. And it was an old stone house and it was cold. And in Milford we rented. And then from Milford we built this house.
Okay.
I moved into here.
How did you find this location?
One of Rob's colleagues working with him at Agway, it was then called GLF.
Okay.
But he knew about this piece of land and who owned it, and so we contacted that person and bought the land.
And then, a little off topic, but I remember you telling me that you didn't know about the Great Depression.
Right. I didn't know about it because at the level we were living on the farm, on a poor farm, it wasn't any different from... So I didn't have anything taken away from me.
Right.
We were kind of at the bottom of the ladder anyway, so it didn't affect us. Meanwhile, it did affect my husband, and he remembers because he was living in the city.
Oh, that's right.
And he remembers, but I don't. I remember that I had three cotton dresses, two of them that my mother sent to Sears Roebuck for. Two of them were the same style, but two different colors. I can even remember there was a red and a blue one. I loved them. They were alike except for the colors. And then there was a brown one. And my mother kept them washed, ironed, starched, and a bow in my hair, big bow to match. And I thought they were great. I do remember having to wear winter underwear when it was cold and the house not all that warm. And I remember it was a happy day in the spring when my mother said I could take off the winter underwear and put on that spring underwear. Oh, what a relief.
I know you said you used to go sledding, too.
Did you
have any special clothes for sledding, or...? Or extra jackets, I suppose.
We used to get what was they were called wool snowsuits or something. And they kept us warm. And I would ski. Our farm was on a hill, a hill farm. all downhill, and we put on those old skis without ski poles and headed down the hill. And I headed down the hill on a sled once, and our hill was Daggett Hill. It came down and hit the other hill at right angles, just like this, and right here was a fence. And I remember sliding down the hill and then sort of coming to, seeing the fence post vibrating like that. My head had hit the fence post. But I'd get up and walk back up the hill and slide down and do it again.
So you weren't really affected by the Great Depression, but you were affected by World War II, by the material shortages then? Or?
Yeah, there were different things. Things were rationed. Sugar was rationed, so we did less canning and jelly making. Hosiery was rationed. Gas was rationed. Tires were rationed. I remember we took a little trip and we went to visit this one of the roommates that I had in college, but the car had very poor tires and we had about three blowouts on that on that trip because we were on these old tires.
And you said you had to stop canning as much?
Because we didn't have sugar. Sugar was...
And what would you can or make jelly out of?
Well, we just... We might use saccharin, but I guess not canning. We just canned less. Because it took sugar to make jam and jelly, and didn't have it.
Where would you get, like, the fruits, though, I guess, to make those? Would you buy them at the store, or did you have, like, an arbor or anything?
From our own orchard. Okay. We went out and picked our blueberries and our blackberries and strawberries and all of those.
Did you grow any other foodstuffs?
I don't think we had a vegetable garden back then. Of course, we had the milk from the farm.
Right.
But, no, we didn't have a vegetable garden then. So, the first time we had a garden, I think, was in Cherry Valley.
Okay. And then, did anything major change during, like, the Korean War or the Vietnam War or that whole era? I suppose, like, the 60s?
No. Not that I think of. I just know that my son's best friend, he went to Vietnam, and his own brother didn't believe in the war, and he went to Canada. And that's what I seem to remember from that.
And your sons weren't old enough to be drafted, to go or anything? Okay.
No. Alan was David's age, but he was... There wasn't the draft then, it was there. They volunteered. Alan was in college.
Did all your children go to college, or?
No.
Okay.
The boys went. The girls did not. Neither of the girls liked school that much. Okay. But Alan went to Clarkson and Nick went to UConn, University of Connecticut.
Okay. And was it a choice then, or were they more actively encouraged to go since you had been to college? Or?
It's just what they wanted mm-hmm. to do. No, we didn't push them. It was their choice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did they have more of, I guess, modern, more typical for a school experience than you did? I mean, because you still lived in fairly small towns, but...
They just thought it was important to go mm-hmm. in order to have a good job.
Mm-hmm. You
know. It was their decision and they went.
And then how old are your grandchildren right now?
Beth is 30.
Oh, wow.
And Neil is... He just had a birthday. 26. And Nicole is... 22. And Tyler is 20.
And then what are they doing? Did they go to college or in college or something?
See, I think Nicole is studying art.
Mm-hmm.
Beth graduated from Oswego.
Mm-hmm.
Neil graduated from Geneseo. Those two are teaching. Tyler, the youngest of the four, is in his third year in RIT, Rochester Institute of Technology.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did any of your own children end up teaching as well, or?
No. No. Nope, they did not take after their mother.
What did they end up doing?
Maybe after their father a little bit. Mm-hmm. Nick is... Well, his job is hard to explain. But he is into cars and mm-hmm. racing and mechanical things.
Okay.
Catherine... is a very talented and creative housewife.
Mm-hmm.
She never has wanted or held a job, but she loves doing things in her home,
mm-hmm.
in her garden, landscaping, decorating. Marilyn she did not go to college right after high school. She did take courses, sort of very intensive business courses after that and after she was married. But then since she, in order to have a good job, she would have to drive from Westerly, Rhode Island to Boston, one of the worst drives in the world. So she did not put that training to use, but instead she is working for Swiss... A chocolatier.
Mm-hmm.
She makes chocolates.
And she was the one who was thinking of moving
yes,
out here?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do they know what they'd be doing out here? Or?
Well, they'd be retired, but
oh,
they'd have
okay.
to find
mm-hmm.
they'd have to find something to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would not be happy. He is a photographer and a it's hard to... He works for a subsidiary of Pfizer,
mm-hmm.
Which means he travels all over and he has to photograph their all their meetings and different things like that, and then he has to edit and what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I understand it all, but that's what he does.
And then Alan, I think?
Alan has had an unfortunate life.
Mm-hmm.
Following a very bad divorce, he lost about everything and ended up in a mental institution. And he is very much better now, and he is in a nursing home because following all of the psychotic drugs that he has had, he cannot function or hold a job. But he's doing very, very well and right now and functioning very well, but he has to be, he can't manage on his own.
Mm-hmm.
But his total sweet, considerate personality is still right there.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls every week. He's doing very well now. His mental condition is very much better. I'd say totally better. But the process has deteriorated his condition so much that he can't be on his own. So that's his situation. But an interesting phenomenon is that before any of this happened and before he married, he had a friend, a girlfriend, and they decided not to marry.
Mm-hmm.
And this has to be, let me see, this must go back to the 70s. And just recently, I would say a matter of months ago, she telephoned here and gave me her name, and I remembered her name and remembered her, although I had to think a little bit after all these years from the 70s, and now it's, well over 30 years ago. And she asked me all questions about Alan and where he was and all of that. We had a very long conversation. She told me all about her life.
Mm-hmm.
She is a psychiatrist. And she got Alan's number, and now she calls him every week and talks to him, and it helps him so much.
Mm-hmm.
And she never married. She worked as a psychiatrist all her life and now takes care of her mother. And, so that was quite an interesting thing.
Yeah.
life works in many ways.
Yeah. It's very odd. And so you said you also had your younger brother, Howard.
Yes. My younger brother, Howard, he's 10 years younger than I. He lives in Winchester, Virginia. They came here the 4th of July and visited. They don't get here very often.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he went home, he wrote me this long, long, long letter convincing me that I had to have a computer and that I should learn to use a computer, that it would make my winter so much more bearable. And we had never considered that. So we decided, yes, I would try it. So when I mentioned it to my neighbor and my minister, they were both very supportive and positive and ready to help me. So to make a long story short, I got it with their help, and I'm learning to use it with their help, but starting to learn the computer at age 86 is a little challenging. So I have lots of frustrations, but then I have a lot of pleasure from it too, because already I'm more in touch with even my family.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm in touch with my granddaughter Beth quite much more than I was.
Mm-hmm.
with all of them more than I was, even with my friends, and I've had emails. I am in contact with two people in France. And more than that, so it's so I thank my brother for pushing me into this. And he tells me to call him anytime he's in Virginia, and I'm going to phone him and tell him he's got to come up and spend a week with me and really teach me. But I'm getting there.
Yeah, sounds like it. Sending email already. It's good.
Oh yeah. I'm very much in touch with this friend who did this for me, because being an artist, she has a blog and she puts a sketch a day on the computer, so I can bring up every day and see her latest sketch. And now we were quite challenged this morning, because she wrote me instructions to bring up her her site where she sells her art and her cards. We had a little trouble getting it up this morning, but I won't give up.
You'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
Did you ever use like a typewriter or anything?
Never before.
Never.
My typing is coming along very well, just out of necessity.
Right.
That part, I thought it would bother me at first, but that's not bothering me. It's just getting used to the technology.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all so helpful. They've given me a printer and showed me how to use it. I'll show you before you go.
Okay.
I'll show you my blog that Judith puts her pictures on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and
the roller skating rink has been a big part of my retired life.
Oh, yeah?
Because as soon as I retired, I started going to Ladies' Day at the skating rink down here in Interskate 88. And so Ladies' Day, ladies come from all the surrounding towns, and we've got what we consider a sorority there, where we watch out for each other and keep in touch. And so I retired in 81, 82, so from about 1982 till now, this has been a big part of my week. Every Thursday is Ladies' Day. We've seen friends, we've lost friends. We've watched friends lose their husbands there. We've gone through quite a lot together with this group of ladies. And new ones come in all the time as we lose old ones. So that's been made a lot of friends there.
Mm-hmm. What else do you do now that you're retired?
I love my garden and my flowers. I love exercising, the gym. I go to the gym. Although I haven't skated since I was 84, I still go down to see everybody. I love to swim. I love to walk. I go to the classes at the gym.
I know you mentioned you go hiking in the woods.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've always liked to work with my husband in the woods. Yep, he still goes up there, and I do too. The neighborhood is a big part of our lives, because it's a wonderful neighborhood. We have get-togethers. We work together. right now our neighbor below us needs a lot of support because her husband is very sick. So, but and our neighbors across the way in the underground, it was Dennis who was here this morning helping me with the computer. See, what else do we do? Oh, we love to play ping pong. And we have a ping pong table in the basement. Mm-hmm. And we spend our practice in the winter time every night after supper to go down and play ping pong for half an hour. So my son Nick says, he used to say, I love to lure his friends down to the ping pong table and then beat them. So we've had fun with ping pong. We started the other day. We started our season of ping pong.
Season,
to see if we could still do it. And we could.
Yeah. How long have you been playing ping pong?
I don't know when we put that ping pong table down there.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 3 or 4 years, maybe.
Okay. And then what kind of flowers or vegetables? Do you grow?
I concentrate more on the flowers than I do on the vegetables, but we have both.
Okay.
I like perennials.
Mm-hmm.
I like herbs. I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, okay.
I have a big interest in nutrition and how it affects our health. And
Do you eat tofu also, though?
Yes, I do. I love making, improvising recipes and serving them and not telling people what they are until they... I have a reputation. Some people will say, is there tofu in it, Shirley? Do you like tofu?
Yeah, I'm also a vegetarian.
Are you? Oh. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, I think it's very important.
All right, I think with that, we're going to be done.
Well,
thank you.
Fun.
Good.
It's been lots of fun.